USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the time is now to declare a national emergency over the coronavirus outbreak.
To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency. Two very big words. The action I am taking will open up access to up to $50 billion of, very important and a large amount of money for states and territories and localities in our shared fight against this disease. In furtherance of the order, I'm urging every state to set up emergency operation centers effective immediately.
There are roughly 1,700 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the United States, and at least 36 people have died. This is USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Why has a serious sleep disorder been getting attention again? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the answer.
Now that most of the nation has switched again to daylight saving time, narcolepsy is getting new attention. Dr. Anne Marie Morris is a sleep disorder specialist in Pennsylvania. She's among the experts who say narcolepsy affects the brain's ability to regulate sleep-wake cycles, and patients end up being sleepy most of the day, but then find it difficult to sleep at night. She says what you need to do is see a neurologist if it's happening to you, so you can be evaluated at a sleep clinic if you're having serious issues.
Former Florida Democratic gubernatorial candidate and CNN contributor Andrew Gillum was involved in an incident with methamphetamines in a Miami Beach hotel room. According to a police report, a person with Gillum was in stable condition but treated for a drug overdose. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
All major sporting events are canceled across the United States with the outbreak of the coronavirus. Now, one owner, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, though, is doing what he can to help out his hourly employees who need their money from working at the games to make ends meet. He joins Fox News and talks about what he's going to do to help people out.
The Mavericks are going to take care of them. It was one of the first things that crossed my mind that when we postpone games, those guys, those folks who do all the jobs you mentioned aren't going to get paid. People who are working by the hour aren't going to get paid. And so we put together a program where we're going to pay them as if those games took place. So we would have had a game against the Phoenix Suns coming up tomorrow, and we'll pay them as if that game happened. And, you know, I encourage others in my circumstance, not all small businesses are going to be able to just keep on paying their hourly workers in particular. So I encourage those who can to continue to do so. And I say the same thing to hourly workers. Be cognizant of the circumstances of your company. If, you know, if CEOs and even small entrepreneurs can work together with their employees, you can find a resolution. And hopefully over the next couple months, all the virus stuff resolves itself and everybody can keep their jobs. But it's going to take CEOs and employees working together to make that happen.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1942 when the United States Army begins training dogs for the newly established War Dog Program. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.